mamuvu ya muize za uso nsenyingo vede la pomushe zeki geo zine muni sokoleza ye 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 ye
you are in it
yeah you really got me on this one
you are in it.
You jumped on this song as well.
Oh yes,
you think you remember the beat?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
So let's get into it.
Ukaenda kuchipatala unga chitodapo avampundu na mikuzo kwila na vabadwa mwana na mendo vabadwa vabada na mwana wina mumala mutu wambuzi mendo ya ngombe kamwana kuti ukaone iwe unga ya doktor kupima zitatu mitima uli unga mwana abadwa na friends mama unga ose brava
makapo boko.
Better Together, a product of Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
OC uncovers scam targeting job seekers in mining sector. APAC demands commission of inquiry into ZESCO's operations. And at least 38 killed by Israeli strikes in Gaza in half-hour period, medics say. These are your afternoon.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Occupational Health and Safety Institute, OC, has unearthed a scam in which some fraudsters, with intent to defraud innocent people, are conducting public campaigns online, in churches, at funerals, and other public gatherings, masquerading as contractors and employers looking for people to work in mines. In a statement, OC Senior Public Relations Officer Elizabeth Nyambe says these scammers are deceptively recruiting individuals and asking them to pay for medical fitness examinations, commonly known as silicos exams, which they are claiming to have access to. Ms. Nyambe says the institute has, in the first quarter of the year 2025, received more than 200 cases of people being scammed on the Copperbelt and Northwestern provinces. She has clarified that OC does not have agents to receive money or conduct medical examinations on its own. Ms. Nyambi said OC does not receive medical fitness examination fees via mobile money and that medical fees are paid in cash at the OC cashier's office in Kitwe, Lusaka and Solwezi, after which a receipt is generated and issued to the payer. She has warned people not to fall prey to scammers when information about the institute's operations is readily available. The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, has raised concern over obstetric fistula, a severe childbirth injury that continues to affect thousands of women and girls each year due to gaps in healthcare access. Speaking during a media orientation to mark Safe Motherhood Week, UNFPA country representative Seth Brookman has highlighted that adolescents remain particularly vulnerable to this, having one in five at risk of developing the condition. Mr. Brookman explains that in Zambia, more than 4,200 successful fistula repairs have been carried out since 2005. He has, however, applauded Zambia for its progress in improving maternal health while calling for sustained efforts to address persistent challenges affecting women and girls, particularly in rural and underserved areas. Mr. Brookman notes that Zambia has reduced maternal mortality by 75% over the past three decades, bringing the rate down to 187 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2024.
The sharing of extended safety access. It is not just a medical problem, but a reflection of deep-seated systematic inequalities within our societies. Nearly half of million women and girls worldwide live with such a system, with thousands of new cases occurring annually. For every maternal death, an estimated 20 to 30 additional women experience childbirth injuries that severely compromise the quality of life and well-being.
And speaking at the same event, Lusaka Provincial Health Director, Dr. Aspa Chonga, has emphasized the importance of Safe Motherhood Week, highlighting that approximately 123,000 pregnancies and 123,343 deliveries are expected in Lusaka this year.
In Lusaka, this year, we expect or what is expected to occur is 153,000, and the expected delivery is 153,300. So if you look at the numbers that we expect, in terms of pregnancy and in terms of delivery, that are substantial. And therefore, state government is truly engaging or shall permit to this to ensure that no woman dies while she's in life.
Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, APAC, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to establish a commission of inquiry to investigate the current state of affairs at ZESCO. APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says this inquiry is long overdue, particularly in light of the emergency tariffs implemented to reduce load shedding, which have failed to achieve their intended purpose. He says despite increased financial burdens on consumers, the power supply situation remains precarious. Mr. Ngoma says ZESCO's inability to provide a stable and reliable power supply has severe consequences for the economy, businesses, and households. He says the extension of emergency tariffs until 31st July 2025 by ERB without consulting relevant stakeholders raises concerns about transparency, accountability, and the ERB board's commitment to serving the public interest.
ZESCO is a strategic national asset, and we hold the body and the managing director accountable for its stewardship, and therefore we would like to put it on record that many Zambians have lost confidence in the current ZESCO board chairperson and his team. In light of this development, we urge the government to declare load shedding a national disaster. The impact on the economy, on the local economy, businesses and the households cannot be overstated. Many have lost jobs, businesses have shut down, the economy has suffered significantly. It is imperative that the UPND administration addresses load shedding with the urgency it deserves.
Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC President Andy Ford Banda, has accused the UPND administration of failing to effectively tackle corruption in the country. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Banda has pointed to government's alleged failure to address corruption in the health sector, an issue he claims has resulted in the withdrawal of aid by the United States. He has urged government to adopt a genuine and non-selective approach to fighting corruption, noting that meaningful progress can only be achieved through fairness and consistency. Mr. Banda has further expressed disappointment over the UPND's claim of having fulfilled over 90% of its campaign promises, arguing that such statements are out of touch with the continued rise in poverty.